30 years of radio experience under his belt, Chuck Meraz has recently retired from working as news director for Morehead State Public Radio. Upon reflection, Meraz says he never will be satisfied.
There are things I like that I did, but there's always something I feel like I could have done better. The one thing I am satisfied with is the amount of effort I put into the things I did do, that I gave the very best I had. Some days that was better than others, but I always tried as hard as I could to do the best work that I possibly could do.
Meraz says during his career he did thousands of interviews, but only one stood out among the rest. Former NFL player Tim Green.
Several years ago, I had a chance to talk to him about a novel that he wrote. It was kind of a spy-type novel. It was really a good book. I read the book, and actually he was impressed with that because afterwards he said, I can tell you read the book because you had some really good questions. And he said, a lot of people don't read my books and they ask me just basic questions. So I was pretty proud of that, and I enjoyed talking to him. And there are a lot of people that I've enjoyed talking with over the years, but that one kind of sticks out in my mind.
Meraz says his favorite memory in broadcasting was when Morehead State beat Louisville in the NCAA tournament in 2011.
There's Hill for 17. No. Corita rebound. They'll straighten it back out. Off it. Left side. Hill for three. Yes! New career high. 23 points for Terrence Hill. And the Eagles have the lead.
It's a moment that will always stick out in my mind. It's kind of frozen in time in the back of my head, but I'll always relive that and enjoy it every single time I think about it.
Working at the university was a challenge, but for Chuck Meraz, it made the job that much more fun.
Whether it was a story issue, a student issue, or something like that, I come from a family that are basically made up of cops and teachers, and the teacher side of me enjoyed the ability to sit down with young people and watch them develop, teach them things that would help them develop into, if they wanted to become broadcasters.
For Chuck Meraz, he still had one major regret in his long life of broadcasting, never getting to interview a president of the United States. He says he's only had one opportunity to do so.
The closest I ever came was back in 1997. Former President Jimmy Carter was here for his Habitat for Humanity project called Hammering in the Hills, and they built some homes in West Morehead. And he was delivering a speech, and I was probably about 15 feet away, and I was actually holding up a microphone to the speaker off the end of the stage, and that was the closest I've ever come to interviewing a president.
Meraz says the biggest thing he'll miss will be the people.
It was a stressful job. There was a lot of pressure every single day, a lot of stress, especially when we got into sports season, because I was actually carrying two jobs. When you talk about the football and basketball play-by-play, that's an extra 15 to 20 hours a week on top of what I did here at the radio station. But I miss being around the young people, the students. I miss being around the staff members because they were my friends. I missed a lot of the people I used to call as interview sources because we became friends. So that's what I'm going to miss the most, is that camaraderie and that friendship.
Meraz isn't sure what the future will hold for him in this new chapter of his life. However, he is proud of the work he's been able to accomplish with his time at MSU.